Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Plonktober is a new initiative to encourage us all to actively embrace and support nature by planting trees, our tree seeds, to enable more trees to be planted. Vari Russell is here to tell us more. Morning, Vari. Good to speak to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit more about this. How does it work?
What we're doing is we're actively encouraging people to go out, pick up a conker or an acorn, and then we've created a series of videos with top tips on how to plant them. But what we're trying to do is get people to plant them in their old milk cartons or apple juice cartons. Tetra Paks work really well for planting trees these days.
Yes, Tetra Paks, my favourite. The one which has made its Swedish founders millionaires, despite the fact you always spill things whenever you open it.
That's the one.
Yeah, but products which don't work and are highly successful. Facebook's another, by the way. But sorry, I've interrupted. So I guess what do? You sort of cut the top off, do you?
Put holes in the bottom. It's your proper Blue Peter moment. And then fill the carton kind of two-thirds full of soil, and then put your seed in. And what we're encouraging people to use is a satsuma or a lemon net with an elastic band over the top just to protect it from the squirrels. But it's really, really important that we keep them outside. They need that frost to germinate. But we're hoping that it will give us hundreds, if not thousands, of new tree saplings that we can then put into community plantings across the country.
I was expecting, first of all, when I first thought it might be an idea to have you on to talk about this, I was expecting some kind of, you know, tree seed giveaway or something like that. But
we're wanting everyone else to do the hard work.
It's fine by me. Everybody else do the hard work. I'm always in favour of that. But presumably, you know, the half term, and I guess there are a few conkers around. The trees are certainly starting to turn. Now is presumably the time that you can go out and find these things.
Yeah, it is. I went for a walk with the dog yesterday and picked up a whole load of acorns. So, there's the float test that you can do. So the seeds that sink in a glass of water are the ones you want to plant, because they're dense and moist enough to be able to withstand the winter. The ones that float have probably already had some insect or have dried out too much. So we've got a couple of activities happening that people can go along and join in for free with. That was the other reason for creating Plonktober. It's a really inexpensive activity for families and people to do. So there's an activity at Hinchinbrook Country Park today from 11, and then there's another one at Knockcuts in Brampton on Saturday from 10 till 2, and they're just rock up and come along and take part in Plonktober.
What's the success rate for planting these? I guess there's two things. Of course, if you plant a seed today or a conker, most kids were expecting it to have come up by the weekend, and that's not going to happen, is it?
That's part of the education process, isn't it? There's scarily, there's far too many people that don't realise a conker grows into a conker tree, which is one of the other objectives of the campaign, is that education piece. We have made it very clear on all the videos that it isn't a 5-minute overnight success, that you need the frost to help germinate. We are hoping for a good success rate, but it will just depend on people's gardens, where they leave them. There's so many variable factors, but we are hoping that we'll grow more than we would have done if we didn't do it. And we're hoping that the campaign will grow year on year. We've had some wonderful celebrity endorsement from the likes of Thomasina Myers from Oaxaca, and Dame Judi Dench's grandson. So we're really excited that we're in year one and we will see where this campaign goes.
I guess the next thing which needs to happen once they have germinated and turned into saplings, I guess they'd be, wouldn't they? What is the encouragement to actually then go and plant them somewhere sensible? Because we don't necessarily all have a garden large enough to pop a new tree in.
No, we will be listing out community projects. So through the charity Creating Nature's Corridors, we're working on 11 sites this planting season. So the planting season starts in October and runs through to March. And we have 21,500 trees to plant in that period. So next year, we're really hoping that we'll be able to plant out some of the Plonktober saplings. And we're looking for, we're talking to various people who are creating community planting nurseries. So then the saplings can go and live for another year, a community planting nursery and then be planted out. So they probably need to be 2 years old before they can be planted out. But we are working with partners that are really keen to take on someone else's hard work and make it flourish.
How do you feel? There's a piece in the news that we're reporting this morning. Apparently an international group of experts has accused the UK of failing to show leadership in tackling deforestation. And I'm thinking, this is a great project. It's really going to help plant some new trees. But it's not going to be enough, is it?
I think, sadly, it won't be enough. But if we don't start, we won't make a difference. And I think that it's too easy to criticise and it's too easy to feel overwhelmed with the fact that there is so much we need to do to help our environment and our climate. But I kind of think that by joining up the dots and getting involved, you are doing your bit. The fact that we're getting 21,000 trees planted by the end of March, that wouldn't be happening unless we took the bull by the horns and did it. So it's very easy for people to make assumptions and criticise, but there are a lot of people trying very, very hard to make the world a better place. And yes, we do need to join up and come together. And they're never, you know, we should have planted trees 100 years ago, but we didn't. So we're in a situation where it's better to do something than nothing, and we need to roll up our sleeves and crack on.
Yeah, there was just always seems to be this lag time in so many different things, from planting trees, and the example quite often given is like, how on earth can you build a new house now and not connect it to broadband? Yet it happens. Yeah. You know, it's joining up the dots would be very helpful. Now, so if we want to go out and plant some little things and collect some conkers or whatever, I guess you've got some information materials, I think, that people can take a look at.
Yeah, there's lots of leaflets. There's step-by-step instructions on social media or on the website. So you can head to either Creating Nature's Corridors website or the International Tree Foundation. The campaign is a joint collaboration. There's also lots of videos of how to plant and how to pick the best tree seeds.
Okay, Vary Russell, thank you very much for telling us about Plantober.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thanks very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.